And on the line now I have John Lyons, People Before Profit. Good morning, John. How are you?
Not too bad, Don. Good morning to yourself and the listeners.
Okay, been very, very quiet everything over the past couple of months, the Right to Water campaign, but it's going to gather momentum again, and there's a big campaign, demonstration rather, on the 23rd. So tell us about that.
That's right, yeah. Well, I think quietly, right across the country, you were seeing people boycotting the bills in massive numbers. Over 50% on the third bill are still boycotting the water charges bills, which has, I think, you know, put the government, it's made it clear to them now that they're just not going to win on this one. So it has been quiet on a protest front, and that's going to change as of Saturday, the 23rd of January. It's a day of local protests. So Dublin City Centre will be a protest, and counties right across the country are organising similar events. I think in order just to get things back up and running into the new year, because the big demonstration coming up now is something that we in People for Profit pushed for at the Right to Water committee meetings over the last few months, which was to have a national demonstration the week before polling day in the general election. Mm-hmm. And that's going to happen. So that's going to be, I think that can change the dynamic of the general election massively in favour of the people. So Saturday the 23rd, I think, is about getting the campaign right across the country, all the local groups back up and active, and then that'll feed in, I believe, into a massive demonstration the week before polling day, general election 2016. So exciting times.
Yeah, are you estimating a fairly big turnout for this one?
It's, I think, to be honest with you, it's hard to gauge. It's, like, there's a huge number of local demonstrations. They go on to the Right to Water page on Facebook. It's Right to Water Ireland. Mm-hmm. There's a huge list growing every day of the counties and other places that are organising events on the day. Dublin City's event is going to be, there's two actually now, just for the listeners. There's a city centre based event at 2 o'clock. We're going to assemble at Connolly Station and Christchurch and march and meet up on O'Connell Street at the GPO. But there's also in South Dublin, there's going to be a massive demonstration outside of the Fine Gael Party Conference, which is taking place in the City West Hotel down in Saggart. So a lot of the groups down in South County Dublin are going to head to that, okay. Which I think is a good thing.
I just heard a lot of people talking, you know, we've been covering it over the past year or two, and a lot of people's attitude now, okay, there's been lots of battles and skirmishes over the past year or so, and sort of on both sides quite determined, but if the party that's in now, if they get back in again, the government gets back in, that the major war will begin. And I don't know what way people are going to react to that if they come out in full force. If they happen to get back into government, that's when the main battle will begin.
Well, I think this raises an important issue, is that it won't be, of course we need as many of those who are actively fighting the water charges and who are also contesting the election, including myself. We need as many left-wing activists, councillors, area representatives to get in there, into the Dáil, so that we do reduce the number of right-wing Labour Party, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TDs in the next Dáil. That's crucially important. But I think that we can't let that distract us from the fact that where we'll beat them on the water charges, where the water charges will be won, will be on the streets. It will be the boycott, and it will be those protests organised both locally and nationally that we have coming up over the next month that actually give people the confidence to keep boycotting the bills and to withstand whatever comes at us over the next period of time. Because we saw at the weekend the report that €20,000 a day now, €20,000 a day has been spent on consultants in Irish Water. It's absolutely shocking that still these toxic reports are coming out from that entity. It's a poisonous, disastrous entity.
Yeah, sorry, John, that's why...
That anger was there, so I don't think that anger has gone away, no.
Okay, no, yes, it's lighting and igniting the flames, all right, but that's why I said if they get back in, the major war will start. Incidentally, paying for water through general taxation, I mean, you're saying we're doing that already. Just to sort of comparing it with Renew and what they're talking about, paying for... the road taxes through petrol. It's sort of a similar thing in a way if we're going to be paying for water through our taxes. Or have we already paid? Is that the contention of the campaign?
Well, no, I think what we need to do is to see the water charges as a part of a wider discussion that this country needs to have. We have a very low, despite what ordinary people, PAYE workers, on average wages, what we are faced to deal with, we actually have, as a country, a very low tax take overall. So we need to look at it, and that has huge effects on our health system, on housing provision, on a range, and our infrastructure more generally. Public transport bears the brunt of it too. And I think we need to look at the water charges and the discussion about how we fund the water and sanitation services in the in this country as part of a wider discussion around taxation. Because what we're proposing is that we pay for it through progressive taxation. And how do we do that? Well, look at it. Two simple proposals would be, we can actually get the multinational corporations and those Irish companies who pay the 12.5%, supposedly pay the 12.5% mm-hmm. corporate tax rate, they're paying an effective tax rate of 6%. These are Michael Noonan figures in response to a question in the Parliament from Richard Boyd Barrett. Now, if we were to close that gap and get them just to pay what is regarded internationally as one of the lowest corporate tax rates across the world, that would be an extra €3 billion in mm-hmm. revenue each and every year for the public coffers. Now, what that could do for our public services, including water and sanitation, I think everyone sees that. And that's not a radical proposal. That's a sensible proposal. If the political will was there, it could easily be implemented. It wouldn't scare off the multinationals. They would just be paying what is a very low rate anyway.
I know that, John, but I mean the argument has been about being payment through taxes, and surely it's the lack of investment over the years that has caused the problem of successive governments' lack of investment. As with the housing, it's comparable with the housing, the health service, we have to pay taxes, there's no doubt about that, but it's just been mm-hmm. misdirection of funds that have been misused over the years as well.
Well, I think if we were to look at this period of time, I think most people could see it, that it's a neoliberal period where everything, anything that moves, anything that the state owns, is run down, ultimately then, so it's positioned to be privatised, so that commercial the profit motive comes into play. So you look at social housing provision, for instance. Last night in the council, we have a proposal, the Oscar Traynor lands, the Dublin City Council Housing Management are proposing, it's council-owned land, they're proposing that 80% of the housing units built on that land, council-owned land, would be developed by private developers for the private property market. It's a privatised solution to what is a social need. It's the same with nearly everything that moves, that they're running down public provision. It seems old-fashioned. They got rid of the waste management services, privatised all the bins across the city of Dublin and the country. So now we have four or five different bin trucks coming into our area each and every week. It's frankly ridiculous. It's a waste of money. Now they're trying to with water, and they're currently doing it with housing.
Okay.
To attack the public services and to actually ultimately hive them off to private interest so that they can actually make profit out of what are basic human needs.
Okay, can I ask you how important it is? I've just noticed all the unions are sort of coming on board as time has gone on as well. That's obviously highly important to the campaign.
That's massive. The difference now between, if we were to compare, the campaign against the household and water charges that's begun in late 2011, where we had the only union interaction was really with the Dublin Council of Trade Unions. I think to have six trade unions on board for the past year and a half has been hugely positive, and it's actually had such a marvellous effect because they have resources which small left-wing political parties just don't have. The reach, it's the biggest civil society organisation in the country with 800,000 mm-hmm. members. So it's been massively important to have that bit of industrial input into the national campaign.
Okay,
I don't think we can underestimate it, particularly for all paid by mandate and Unite Trade Union has been fantastic.
Okay, finally, John, just to ask you, it sounds like it's going to be a very, very interesting campaign coming up, rather with the election coming up. It sounds like it's going to be very, very interesting. And there's so many, even up to 4 or 5 weeks ago, some more independents come into the frame. Is there any alliances that's in the back of the mind of people before profit being talked about, or who they would or wouldn't go with if it comes to it?
Well, Yeah, good question, Noel. We have formalised our alliance with the Anti-Austerity Alliance, so we now are going into this election, which I think is going to be a hugely important election for Irish society in the years to come. So we're in a formal alliance with our colleagues and comrades in the Anti-Austerity Alliance, and we are open, and People for Profit as well is currently involved with the Right to Change, which is a movement that grew out of the Right to Water campaign, which has a set of progressive policies, okay, which we signed up to. So we're willing to work with anyone on policies. It has to be on policies that, okay, we are principled positions, that we take the average industrial wage, and that we want to see radical change. And the only way that will happen is if we definitely rule out doing any deals of any description, okay, with the right wing.
And there's no
Gael and Labour.
Yeah, and finally, there's no one you'll say no to. In other words, I mean, Sinn Féin, I mean, an alliance of all the independents. There's no one that your party will say no to.
Well, it has to be on a principled basis, and I think, okay, this is the important point, because we've had a 2.5 party system in this country since the foundation of the state, and I think it's done a disservice to the majority of people in this country since the foundation of the state. And I think the most important element of any alliance that we're involved in is that we want to see real, meaningful change for the majority of people in the country, and that will not come through doing any kind of shoddy deals where nothing really changes with Labour, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. That just, we cannot tolerate that, and that's a red line issue now.
Okay, now the 23rd, probably all the details up on the website of the times and the places where everyone can go, yeah?
Yes, yeah. So it's Dublin City Centre. It's 2 o'clock, Connolly Station on Amiens Street, and Christchurch, heading towards the GPO. And if people want to check out further afield the Right to Water Ireland page on Facebook, there's a list of all the other counties that are organising similar demonstrations.
Okay, I'll probably talk to you over the next couple of weeks, of course, during the election. But for the moment, John Lyons, People Before Profit. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Noel.
Thank you.
Bye.
Right, that's John Lyons from People Before Profit, and that campaign, or that big demonstration on Saturday, the 23rd, 2 o'clock, Connolly Station, as you heard there.